Good day.
Good day.
And how are you proceeding?
Good. I always feel like a little kid. I want to ask you everything at once, and then I have to choose which thing to bring at once at first. My dogs, I'm wondering if I'm missing a message. I started with Addie. She got out of the yard one morning, and I went over to my neighbor's, and we were starting to go look for her, and she came around the corner, so I got her back. And then Google's neck back injury flared up again. And then Addie got out of the yard again and ran up the street, and I got her back, and no problem. I didn't freak out or anything. And then Hunter started limping, and then she got out again. And it was dark in the morning, and I could barely see her, and we got her back again, and Hunter's still limping. So are they all working together to try to get a message across to me that I'm just not seeing at all? I had a thought maybe it was about balance. I don't know, but it seems like they're all collaborating on something, and I'm just not getting it.
And your impression is?
The only thing that I come up with is that it's about balance. About, with, you know, Google and Hunter, they seem to be creating things that are inhibiting their movement or restricting their movement. And Addie seems to be creating things where she's creating more movement, more exploration, more adventure. So I thought, well, maybe between all of them, they were creating this balance between restricting your movement and being adventurous and exploring.
In a manner of speaking, I would express that they are all three reflecting you. I would express that the two are reflecting you in physical manners, and the one is reflecting you in your movement.
That I'm being adventurous, more exploring.
That you are allowing yourself more freedom, that you are taking more risks, that you are allowing yourself to move in your own direction, that you are exploring, that you are trusting yourself more and not necessarily concerning yourself with the confines that other individuals attempt to place upon you. Therefore, I would express that that is definitely being reflected in the one. And also, that reflection is being expressed in somewhat of a humorous manner also, that she is reflecting this movement of you, and in her escaping, so to speak, at times it may be mildly annoying or concerning to you, and in like manner, your movement is somewhat annoying or concerning to other individuals.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Therefore, in somewhat of a humorous manner, there is that reflection also. The others are reflecting you in physical manners. That, not that you are not moving in those directions also, but that is more difficult for you. That is somewhat more restrictive for you.
What is?
The physical aspects. Your physical body consciousness.
With my eyes?
Yes. And changing that and moving in a new direction. Speaking of which, I will express an acknowledgement that your physical appearance is somewhat altered in this time framework of our meeting this day. And I express congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. You just clarified, I was just looking in the mirror in the bathroom and I thought the puffiness under my right eye almost looked like it was gone. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm imagining that.
No, you are not. And I would express that you are beginning to generate alterations with the physical appearance in noticeable capacities. But it is not gone.
Right.
And it continues to be somewhat of a challenge. And you continue to question yourself, even in what you expressed in this moment.
Right.
Questioning, is that my imagination?
Right.
But with the other two, they are not creating these physical manifestations constantly, but there are repeats.
Well, Hunter seems to be hanging on to his limping. Is there something there that I'm not getting, or is, you know, I know they create things for themselves, so it's a little challenging to try to figure out if they're trying to tell me something that I'm not paying attention to, or...
And what would your assessment be thus far?
Well, this is the time of year when normally we would be going on walks every day. Is he just trying to get the... message across that he's older and doesn't want to go?
And why is that so distressing to you?
Because I don't want to lose him.
And why do you automatically equate losing him with that he is not necessarily wanting to participate? They're not synonymous. One does not necessarily automatically lead to the other. But I would express that that is perceptive of you, and that you are correct. That is merely not necessarily as interested in exploring or generating walks or moving in that direction. He's content in his routine and in expressing in his environment and is not necessarily interested in exploring. That is not necessarily bad. Unless you move in that direction and begin to worry and fret, and therefore change your energy and begin communicating a reinforcement of that. But in itself, that is not necessarily bad.
Google's problem, is it more his neck or is it his back that's... It clears up.
In between.
Is it reflecting that I try to caution myself about getting overly excited?
How so?
like, not wanting to get so excited about a new direction or a positive direction, like thinking if I get too excited it won't happen, like that.
Congratulations. And that is a restriction.
Right.
That is that caution of, I will trust myself, but only to a point.
Right.
Not entirely, or I might disappoint myself. Therefore, I will avoid disappointing myself by not trusting entirely. A part of trust is knowing that you are doing for you, and that if you are paying attention, you will not sabotage yourself.
Right, which I'm getting more comfortable with.
Perhaps temporarily, it may be beneficial and constructive for you to exchange the word trust with believe. They incorporate the same meaning, but the words generate somewhat different associations. Trust, the word of trust, generates automatically a more difficult connotation that is more difficult to express. And it also expresses limitations to a point. Whereas believing, or what you believe, is much more flexible. The reason that trust is, or seems to be, less flexible than believing is that there is a tendency to think and associate with trust that it is more absolute. It does not change. Trust is not changeable. That if you trust, you trust. If you do not trust, you do not trust. It seems more rigid. In actuality, that is not correct, but that is a very strong association that most individuals incorporate and express. Whereas, when you incorporate the word believe or believing, that is much more flexible. For you automatically allow yourself that changeability in relation to believe or believing. For you are aware that in one time framework you may believe one expression, and in another time framework that may change and you may believe some other expression. That believing is associated more with the moment, and that it is flexible, it is changeable, and that the more information you offer yourself, or different information, or different directions that you choose, changes what you believe. Also, trust is the same, but you do not think of it in the same manner. They are the same action. They are merely two different words for the same expression. But your association with both words are different. Therefore, perhaps temporarily, rather than expressing to yourself that you must be or you should be trusting or trusting more or trusting yourself or trusting a direction or trusting an action, perhaps it may be constructive for you to replace that word with the word believe. What do you believe in a moment? What are you believing in a particular time framework in relation to yourself, in relation to situations, what you do, in relation to the dogs, in anything in your reality? What do you believe? Not your beliefs. But what do you believe in relation to any expression in any given time framework? That may be easier for you to manipulate and to actually see and experience than expressing to yourself this abstractness of what you trust or what you do not trust, even in relation to physical expressions or physical expressions with your body consciousness. What do you believe is occurring?
Well, that's a good lead-in to this past week. There was a big lottery jackpot, and I never buy lottery tickets, but I did. And the more I thought about it, the more I believed that I actually had a chance at winning, because I had been working on associations and understanding more of creating my reality, and that I would choose the numbers, not be choosing numbers that I thought would come up, but that I would actually create the numbers. And then I spent time thinking about how I would spend the money, and got really excited about it, and then felt the letdown the next day when I didn't win anything. But, you know, there's a couple of things going on there. It really made me realize how more discouraged I am and how much more I don't want to go to work every day. And I did the exercise that we talked about last time, and I could really see myself doing coaching from home, attracting people that wanted to learn how to create the reality more, using the principles that you teach, incorporating that into my artwork, taking photographs because I would have more time, just really enjoying my environment and what I was creating. And then when the whole lottery thing came up, it really, I started looking at like waterfront properties, and I just really have this picture in my mind. And I know that you said it's a way of giving me the imagery of that feeling, but I just really see this property with the yard and a fence, and you walk through the fence and it comes out to the water, and the dogs, and I could do it as like a retreat where people would come and stay, and they could have like an intensive coaching week and experience New England, and all these wonderful things. And then when I didn't win, I was like, it seemed to be so far away.
No, stop. Stop. You were moving in a correct direction, and you stopped.
Right.
the point is not about outcomes. That is the first aspect. Now, what you did offer yourself was an opportunity in relation to the lottery, in which you actually allowed yourself to experience temporarily that believing. If the believing is only based upon whether there is a proof in outcome or not, I would express that in many, 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 many capacities, you will likely be disappointed. For when you are looking for a proof in an outcome in relation to believing, you narrow your choices and you narrow your vision. In that, you begin to express tunnel vision, and you can only see one outcome, which is the reason that you set yourself in the direction for disappointment. That was not the point at all. The point was you actually offered yourself a genuine experience of believing, and in that experience you also offered yourself the awareness of how empowering that is when you are believing. When you change that your believing hinges upon the proof of a particular outcome, you change the energy. And it changes the believing. Now you are no longer empowering yourself and experiencing that empowerment and that believing. Now you are more in the direction of the proof. If you were genuinely maintaining the experience and valuing the experience of the empowerment of the believing, the proof of the outcome would not be necessary and would not be important. Whether you actually won or did not win would not matter, for the value was to be found in the empowerment of the believing and how that can be translated in so many other directions and how that can be used to create what you wanted, that experiential visualization that you incorporated, that allowing yourself to imagine and to move in the direction of entertaining that visual of what you want and what you would do and what you would do with it. But you narrowed it to one proofed outcome, and that created a disappointment, for all the rest hinged upon that one proofed outcome. No, none of it hinged on that proofed outcome. proofed outcome was an aside. None of what you did hinged on that. All of what you did was purposeful and was empowering. It gave you a vision. You were inspired. You allowed yourself an inspiration of what you want and a direction that is attractive to you and that you enjoy and that you could actually do. But what you did was, rather than revel in the presentment of all of that that you did present to yourself in the believing, you became disappointed and discounted in looking to the conventional. And the conventional being the proofed outcome. In this, a part of the disappointment was not necessarily the lottery, but a part of the disappointment was an actual recognition of placing yourself back in that box of you have to accomplish in certain manners. You have to move in certain capacities to accomplish certain goals, and there are certain steps that must be engaged, and money is one of those steps that must be engaged, that there are prerequisites to you having and accomplishing what you want. And until you have certain prerequisites, the rest cannot follow, which is not true. That is the aspect that you and I have been engaging in our conversations to help you to move outside of that box, outside of that cage, thinking bigger, allowing yourself to experiment, moving in empowerment to allow you to move outside of the confines of the familiar structures. Outside of the mission statement. And into the freedom statement. Which is not a statement. It is merely a movement and a going and a doing. Which does not require approval from any outside source. And it does not require prerequisites. It only requires you allowing yourself your own freedom to move in the directions that you choose and not to see obstacles as obstacles.
So it's not about thinking about how to get around, to do it, to get around what I perceive as an obstacle?
Correct.
It's not about that.
No.
What's it about?
For It's just moving around an obstacle, there remains an obstacle.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
It is a matter of not seeing the obstacle as an obstacle. Remember our analogy that we engaged a time framework ago of the stream and all the stones and the boulders in the stream. The stream does not perceive the stones and the boulders as being obstacles.
Right.
A tree may be in the path of the stream. And the stream does not see it as an obstacle. It could be viewed as an obstacle when you are viewing that this is a block. It is an obvious block. It is an obstacle in my path. Therefore, I must choose some manner to move around it, then it becomes an obstacle. It is an obstacle, but it is not necessary to be an obstacle. It is not about what may be in your path, but how you flow. And let me express to you, even with the stream, the stream does not always flow around a boulder or a tree. At times, the stream moves and flows through the boulder or the tree. And even the solidity of a rock or the denseness of a tree can be parted.
So it's about just getting back in that feeling of that inspiration and what I would do.
Yes.
If I had everything that I wanted.
Yes, and also, as we have discussed, pay attention to what you are doing in every day. What are the actions that you are doing in every day, and how are those actions moving in harmony with what you want, or how are they not? How are they creating an obstacle? Or how are you allowing yourself to flow? Let me express to you one aspect that I will most definitely credit you with. That is your interaction with myself. I would express to you that this is easy for you. You do not question it. You do not doubt it. You do not waver. And you have established what you want, and you do it. Let me express to you, in this time framework, and for, in your terms, a considerable time framework of time in relation to individuals that interact with myself, you are the one individual that is the most unwavering and most consistent.
Oh, that's good to
hear. That is significant. And it is an example. your conversations with myself are not transient. They're consistent. They are in a manner of speaking structured. We interact in the same time framework consistently in an ongoing manner, and it does not change.
So you're saying apply that to what I want to create?
That is an accomplishment. I would express to you that that also is an example of an action of not doubting, not questioning, expressing your own determination, believing, and doing. And it does not change, and it is consistent. There is no inconsistency in that action. There is no inconsistency in our meeting and our conversations. And I would express to you that, for the most part, at this point, and I would express in practical terms, for a time framework of approximately 2 of your years, you are the only individual that I interact with that has created that. That consistent, with no wavering, and you do not.
So there's no reason why I can't create that in other areas.
That's quite definitely, yes.
That's the point.
Yes. Use that as an example.
So, is it also about not relying on conventional things? Because I guess my one thought was that maybe there was more of a probability that I could win the lottery now, and maybe I should move in that direction of playing that game more often.
You could. That would be your choice.
Right.
But it is also a matter of what we have been discussing. And if you are focused upon the outcome,
right,
you are likely to disappoint yourself.
And I don't know how I would not be focused on the outcome.
Correct. At this point, that is a correct statement. I would not express to you that indefinitely that would be a correct statement, but at this point it is a correct statement.
What would you focus upon if you weren't focusing on that particular outcome?
All the rest.
What I would do with it?
And what you were focused upon. The believing, the empowerment, the process, the feeling, the excitement, the entertainment. There are many, many aspects of playing the game that are not all the outcome.
Right, but all of those seem like a means to get to the outcome. I mean, you don't want to, it's not meant to be an indefinite game. I guess, you know, I just see more of my savings going out and that creating more coming in. And I don't want to get caught up in that.
I'm understanding.
So I guess I'm asking...
And I would express to you at this point, as I have mm-hmm. already, you are correct. In this present time framework, you would be focusing upon the outcome.
Right.
Therefore, in this present time framework, I would not necessarily advocate or suggest that you do considerably continue to
right.
play the game. For you are likely to create the same outcome. But, in a different time framework, you may create a very different outcome if that isn't what you are focused upon.
Right.
So let me express to you, my friend, it is similar to any individual that generates considerable success in any direction and creates considerable monetary gain from that. Let us use extremes. Individuals that are musicians or rock and roll musicians that become stars. Comparatively speaking, in all of the musicians that are expressed in your world, few of them attain that type of success and that type of monetary gain. And although those that do, and perhaps most of the rest of them that are musicians, initially entertain ideas that they want to be rich and famous, most of them do not seriously entertain that. And most of those that become very rich and famous in their perception do so by surprise, not necessarily by design.
Right. But I want to get
the reason is, the reason is that they are more focused upon what they are doing, that they genuinely express a passion with. They are more focused upon their process than they are upon the outcome. And they surprise themselves at times with that outcome that they did at some point wish for. But what they move into that creates that type of success is that they begin to genuinely believe in their ability. They believe in their inspiration. And they pursue it. And they express it. And when they do, it becomes noticed.
So, and that would equate to in my marketing ability or my writing ability or?
All of it. Your art, your writing, your interactions. Now that may be an area that you can develop. I express to you in this conversation, look to what you are doing each day and what is moving you in the direction that you want and what is not. What are you doing that is in harmony with what you want and your vision and your inspiration? And what is not? Or what could you be doing more of in that direction? And one expression is that in the vision that you expressed, your vision is to be interactive with other individuals and to be incorporating a retreat or workshops or developmental interaction in relation to this information. Other than your friends, how much do you extend yourself to other individuals, to new individuals, to draw new individuals to yourself, to reach out to new individuals, to express in the manner that you would if you were generating your retreat or your workshops or your developmental interactions, not merely with information or in a conversational manner, but also with your art. What are you doing, or what could you do in those directions that would allow you to expand that more and involve other individuals? I would suppose that you would not be engaging a retreat by yourself.
Right. That wouldn't be as productive.
And I would express that it is likely you would not be engaging a workshop by yourself. Therefore, allow yourself that creative, imaginative visualization of what you want to do and what direction you want to move in and how you would like to proceed, but also incorporate actions now that promote that, that engage a flow in that direction, which allows you also to stop moving in the direction of prerequisites and allows you to begin to establish your direction without the prerequisites.
In partnering with somebody else.
Or in beginning to expose yourself and beginning to engage and presenting to yourself other individuals that share your interest or that are curious, and in that use your retreat that you engaged with the artists that we discussed in our previous conversation as an example. That was an action of allowing yourself to engage other individuals in a direction that inspires you. But other than that retreat, how do you express that in each day? How are you extending yourself in a more, what you would term to be regular manner, or consistent manner, and applying that in your daily movement, rather than merely engaging that one retreat, one isolated experience, which was inspiring and was very beneficial for you, as an example of what you want to do. Perhaps not specifically, but as an inspiration, and also as an inspiration of the types of individuals you want to draw to yourself. You expressed to myself how comfortable you were and how you appreciated those other individuals, an artistic group, and the difference of the energy that they expressed together as a group, and how easy that was for you to move within that. That is what you want to draw to yourself, individuals such as that. But how do you do that if you are not extending yourself, or if you are not actively participating in allowing yourself to expose yourself with other individuals, or engage more of those types of communities? That is not the only community of artistic souls, so to speak. I would express to you, they are everywhere.
Well, I did go to the painting class, that was fun.
And these are experiences that expose you to other individuals that you want to draw to yourself, that you want to include in your vision. It is a matter of seizing the opportunity rather than merely observing it.
So, like developing a retreat that would include other artists' teaching and then my teaching on...
That is another idea. But what can you do to begin to draw that in?
I don't know. Am I stuck because I'm so focused on the greyhounds, I don't see how I can transition over to the other side? I feel stuck.
It is not a one or the other. It is not a situation of one or the other. You can do both. Mm-hmm. It is a matter of you allowing yourself to devote more time to you. Mm-hmm. You devote more time to what you perceive you are obligated to than you do to your genuine inspirations.
One other thought I had was that I'm thinking about maybe looking at getting a roommate again. But when I think of that, I think that it would still, I'd still have to keep doing what I'm doing as much as I am now, because I still need that money too. I don't know, I just feel so stuck right this minute.
And this is...
But I do believe I can get unstuck.
Yes, you can.
And I believe that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm just looking for
the
path.
This is a time framework in which the believing can be very instrumental. For believing can help you to generate those leaps of risk and allow you to accomplish. In that, it is a matter of, in very similar capacity to the lottery, not focusing so much upon the shoulds and the have-tos, and allowing yourself, perhaps initially little by little, to be moving in a direction of less and less of the shoulds and the have-tos, and a little more and more into the inspiration and the want-tos.
Right. And I see that tied to money part.
Correct.
I'm trying to figure out how to dislodge it from that.
Let me express to you in a manner that can move in conjunction with the believing piece. If you remain in the position that you are, you will continue to generate what you are.
Right.
No more. And you will not generate the financial expression that you want to create your vision. Therefore, to create the vision, it is important to begin to move in the direction of the vision. For continuing in the direction that you are in is not creating the vision. And that is restricting. For that does not allow you to move in the direction that you want. You can do that also, but it is a crossroads now in which you stand upon a precipice.
Again.
Yes. That you can do this, you can continue to engage with the dogs. You can continue to express your passion in that, but that it is also important that you give yourself permission to follow other passions, and that you can do both. But if you only do the one, you cannot do the other.
Right. So, I am moving in that direction.
Yes.
I just can't quite see it yet.
And that is not entirely important. That is what I have expressed previously. It is not always entirely important that you see the plan.
Right.
Or that you see what is in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or how you arrive there. What is important is what are you doing now that is actively moving you in that direction? Or what can you do differently? Or what can you interpret more of to move in that direction?
Right. I guess I'm looking to you for encouragement that I'm moving in that direction before I'm going to be broke again.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Do not allow fear to rule you.
Right. I'm working very hard to not do that.
I am aware. And I would express that in this time framework, a significant point is time.
Timing or
time? Time. Not timing.
Mm-hmm.
Time. And dividing your time more effectively.
And getting a roommate may allow me to do that?
Yes. But in doing so, genuinely pay attention to who you choose.
Right. And make the money part of it worthwhile for having a roommate.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, our time is up. Speaking of time. And I do believe that this will become clearer to me as...
Yes, it will.
...time goes on.
Yes, it will. And I am very encouraging of you. You have accomplished so very much thus far.
Thank you.
And with your determination, I do not see that you will not accomplish as much and more as you continue.
Thank you. One quick question. Hunter was barking this morning, and which he never does, and I've been having more dreams with my dead mother in it. I was wondering if she's figured it out and maybe she's lurking around and he was picking up on it.
By figured out, if you are meaning that she is dead. No, she has not become aware that she is dead, but yes, she has become aware of manipulating energy more, and that it can be manipulated in relation to your reality, yes.
So he was picking up on
yes.
her? Yes. Okay. Because he never barks at anybody, and the other two... I know that Google tunes into Patel and Seth, and I haven't really noticed that Addy picks up on anybody, but it seemed very odd that Hunter was barking. He never barks. So that's interesting. So she just reaching out, just trying, playing with energy, or was she...
At this point, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And my light was on the other night, and I was... I think that was my dad offering me encouragement that I'll figure this out. He seems to come around a lot when I feel stuck to encourage me that I'll figure it out.
And remind yourself of that, in that trust and that believing.
Mm.
You do not question that either.
Right. Okay. All right, thank you.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. Mm. As always, I express tremendous affection to you and great encouragement and acknowledgement of your accomplishments.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting. Au revoir.
Au revoir.